Tucker Carlson called out Tim Keller, David French, and Beth Moore last night on his show for failing to stand up against attacks on Christianity. The specific attack Carlson references involves Derek Reamer, a pastor in Calgary who was just arrested for mischief and causing a disturbance after forcible removal from protesting a drag queen story hour event at Satan Library.
Where are all the professional Christians? You have to wonder that again. Where's David French and Beth Moore and Tim Keller and all these people who are defending Christianity as actual Christians are being arrested for being Christians?
Of course, Tucker is most certainly referring to more than this. Organizations like the Gospel Coalition, the Ethics and Public Policy Center, and the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission for the SBC pursue compelling, even winsome approaches to being Christians in a world attacking Christianity. Yet they fail to pursue brave conviction or prophetic confrontation. Instead, they throw cold water on the flames of righteous indignation arising from the pews. In Canada, this posture saw its fullest fruition during the lockdowns as pastors were thrown in jail for holding worship services even with health precautions, while institutional evangelical elites decided to side with the tyrannical regime. Pastor Paul Carter told Canadian Christians from the pages of the Gospel Coalition that they had endured no hostility and ill treatment because of their religious beliefs. This is why some call such pastors regime evangelicals instead of pastors. We, of course, see this general trend towards siding with the regime against politically conservative believers constantly. Andrew Walker tells us from the pages of World Magazine that 2020 was not stolen. Joe Carter accused Christians of entertaining conspiracy theories if they believe the now vindicated lab leak theory. Beth Moore said she had never seen anything in these United States of America she found more astonishingly seductive and dangerous to the saints of God than Trumpism. David French called the freedom to hold a drag queen story hour one of the blessings of liberty. Russell Moore is constantly chiding evangelicals for their failure to support soft immigration policies. The list goes on and on. But the issues are becoming more serious. We are no longer talking about the false bravery it takes to denounce a Confederate symbol or make LGBTQ people feel welcome in a Sunday service. We are reaching a pivotal social moment in which freedom to publicly be a rudimentary Christian is under attack. In Ireland, a teacher named Enoch Burke, who has been a guest on the Conversations That Matter podcast, was thrown into jail for failing to use preferred pronouns. Stories like these do not even make a ripple in major Christian publications committed to appeasing elite sentiments. If anything, it appears that the Enoch Burks and Derek Reamers of the world are an embarrassment to regime evangelicals. Those who study history should be very concerned. Many Lutherans in Nazi Germany adopted a similar posture of appeasement. So did many Catholics in Central America. The best way to ensure survival is to prove one's loyalty to the current fad by ingratiating oneself to power. Of course, this is the opposite of what Jesus and his disciples did. They defied the powers of their day and showed where their true allegiance lay. Today, we must pray for our persecuted brothers, receive whatever persecution comes our way as Christians, and fight as hard as possible to uphold truth and righteousness in the public square. That's one of the things this podcast is concerned with. It is because of you and countless smaller blogs and podcasts that someone like Tucker Carlson even knows who the regime evangelicals are. We are making a difference, but we cannot stop. In the end, God wins. Why should we fear man?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.